Mercedes Schlapp is, it's her team's week, so we start with her. Mercedes, good to see you tonight. You know, I'm hearing that convention was put together in 5 weeks. I'm not sure why the scramble came so late, since obviously there was going to be something before then. But I'm wondering what the Trump team learned from the Democrats' convention. Is there anything that you looked at and you wanted to change because of what you saw last week?
Well, I got to tell you, the DNC doom and gloom convention was definitely not the right message that I think the American people wanted to watch. And clearly, that's going to be in stark contrast with what we're doing this week, where President Trump is focusing on this great American story, the fact that it is about American greatness. And we're going to highlight those forgotten men and women that didn't get any help from the past administration of the Obama-Biden administration, and they're going to be able to tell their stories about how President Trump's policies have impacted their lives, have changed their lives. And tonight we see the land of promise, which is that of the promises made, promises kept by President Trump. And of course, so many of these stories are just amazing. I take Natalie Harp, who had bone cancer, and because of the experimental drug she took, because of the right to try legislation that President Trump championed, she was able to survive cancer. So it's going to be those real American stories that are going to highlight why this country's so great and why the American people are so great.
Let me ask you this. Today, he gave a very long speech, an hour long, as I said. Is there any concern that, you know, having him do so many things along the way takes a little something away from how the special nature of the big night on Thursday night?
No, I mean, the president, one thing we know about him is that he's able to connect to the American people. And of course, he is always going to be front and center when he's going to be talking about these issues that matter so greatly, which is that of saving America and ensuring that we don't go far left, like the Joe Biden agenda that we saw last week in full display at the DNC convention. So, you know, this is a great way to kick off the RNC convention, having the president there with the delegates. I got to tell you, the enthusiasm is great. The unity in the Republican Party is great. And I think that's just stark contrast, again, to what we saw last week with the DNC convention, which they were more focused on the anti-Trump hate message than they were in presenting a vision for America, which, as we even saw, some of the liberal outlets said, they had no economic vision for American workers.